This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for us to begin our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with our weekly complimentary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. It happens that the DJ viewers have thoughts. We've talked about all of these stories this week in one way or another, so we'll recap and talk and throw in some of our own opinions, maybe some of the new information that has come to our attention over the course of the week as the talkers has their top 10 stories and top 10 people list published every Friday. You can read it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10 on the story list is Dave Chappelle and what happened with him. At number 9, race relations. Number 8, the crime situation in our country and what's bringing it to the, you know, why are we having so much violence and that sort of thing. Elon Musk, number 7, and the social media, the Twitter thing. COVID is 6, lowest it's been for a couple of years on the countdown list. The war is number 5, which sort of surprises me, but when you look at the other items, the economy number 4, January 6th number 3, how disappointing that's where it is. And 3 and 2 kind of go together with partisan politics. And then, of course, number 1 has to do with the continuing conversation of the Roe v. Wade, whatever it is. I'm at a loss to a point in terms of finding. Yeah, it's kind of rumor mongering. The release of the information to somebody at Politico that perhaps there's been a vote, tentative vote taken on the case that involves Roe v. Wade. Whether Alito, I guess I should look at the people list and we can go from there. At number 10 on the people list is Dave Chappelle. Elon Musk is at 9. Janet Yellen is 8. Kevin McCarthy, 7. Alito is 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Madison Cawthorn is 4. J.D. Vance is 3. Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. So, the Alito thing about how he's been working on this, that's part of the rumor mill this week. There are a lot of things. And it's, you know, it's some of this stuff, the response is pretty predictable, and we don't have to go through what, you know, everybody has said about it. The same things have been said for decades. It's, you know, all sort of, it's there, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel the emotion, the anger, the effects that it has on people. Just the whole thing. It is part of politics. I guess probably it could be coupled, as I said, with number 2, the partisan politics, because it all seems to be somewhat political. And so here we are. And we don't have, my point of view has been, and ladies, I want you to jump in. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner from the DJV show. This is something that has been part of the landscape since the early 1970s. A lot of people thought that it was settled law, including two people who are now on the Supreme Court, who told their inquisitors when they were up for being appointed that it was settled law, thus the idea that they wouldn't take an active role or they wouldn't change what already is, quote-unquote, settled law. Now they appear to be, and I don't use this term lightly, I don't like the word lie, but it certainly looks like there are a couple of liars. That's the story as far as I'm concerned. The other stuff is so predictable, but these two guys, these two.
I do want to point out, though, that, and it's really important whenever we talk about the Supreme Court getting involved with any controversial issue, whether it's abortions or gun rights or freedom of speech, it's really important to understand that what they're looking at is a piece of legislation that has been passed up in the court system, that they're not looking at what we think is a law and saying yes or no. It's what we think. It's they're looking at whether or not whatever lawsuit. This one happens to be on behalf of a few states who take issue with the fact that Roe, and this has always been the argument with Roe versus Wade. And I know there are so many emotional arguments. And
you mean whether it's a home rule, states' rights, that sort of thing.
Whether it's states' rights or not. I mean, typically, if you read through, if you are a constitutionalist, you believe in states' rights. As much can be returned back to the states should be returned back to the states. And that has been, since the beginning, the push. And in fact, many people, including, I think, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself, said you have to be very careful with how Roe versus Wade was actually written and how it was decided upon, because there is an argument, a compelling and good argument, that it should be up to the states to decide. So I think it's really dangerous, because a lot of the stuff that's out there, and I get it, because it's an emotionally charged issue, and it's, you know, a lot of people feel very personally and deeply about this. And so it's like you have to understand that when you're talking about it, and you have to take people's feelings into heart. But you also have to look at how the law should be applied all the way across the board. I think there are a lot of people out there who are saying that abortion is simply going to be illegal in the country. That's not necessarily true. I mean, I'm living in a state right now where Gavin Newsom is trying to codify abortion as basically creating California as a sanctuary state for people who are seeking that procedure. So
yeah, Connecticut's doing that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is going to be...
Most all the states in New England are doing. Well, it still is the fact that you have to hide or you have to run away. That's part of the issue. But the other part of it for me isn't even the issue that you're talking about or the issue of Roe v. Wade. What I find troubling is that with all of the circumstances we find ourselves in today, with the war, with the economy, with COVID, here are three huge mountains that we all have to climb pretty much every day in dealing with the reality of life. So these people have to be aware, and they can, if they want to, if they choose to, not necessarily take this up now. There's no mandate that they have to come up with a decision. Well, I understand that.
It's a reality. Look, I don't like it either. I think there's a lot that we can be talking about politically that this isn't great timing, because I think what it does is it just polarizes us even more. Right?
Unbelievably. Yes.
But at the same time, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. They took it up. And what I find really appalling is that we don't even know what their decision is going to be yet.
Apparently, according to the fact that this
leak has come out is extremely dangerous. You've got people now standing in front of justices' homes with, like, pitchforks. I mean, this is not helpful to the country. It's just pouring gasoline on it. The decision would have been the decision when it's released in June, and people could have reacted at that point as they are now. Now people are, you know, having their lives threatened and all of this stuff. I mean, it's not good.
Is, Jennifer, if in fact some of this, the reaction to the leak, it was aimed at getting at least a vote or two.
Well, yeah, to change people's minds. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't make it appropriate. And actually, the decision for Roe was leaked out. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly dangerous. And this, you know, you've heard other Supreme Court justices speak out and say, you know, we do preliminary votes all the time. We even write preliminary arguments all the time before we actually come to a final conclusion.
Yeah.
So, right. And so, you know, I guess maybe that was the intention of this person leaking it out. Mm. But I just don't think it does the system
very
well.
The leaker was?
I think they believe it could be an aide working for Sotomayor. That's like the leading person, but I don't know if we actually know.
All right. So let's couple number one with number two in terms of partisan politics. But I'm going to take this in a different way, ladies, if I may. The president has announced that there's a new replacement for Jen Psaki, who has been the press secretary since Joe Biden was elected. The lady's name is Karine Jean-Pierre, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. She has been the deputy press secretary. And so the story hasn't become that she's the next press secretary. The story is that she's black and that she's gay. And that's not the story, as far as I'm concerned. Needs not
for a lot
to be
of people,
story.
It is. She's
okay,
the first.
Okay, that's fine.
For both.
Yeah, right.
Openly
why
gay and
she,
black.
She is the most qualified because she's been the assistant press secretary. That's
she has
the
an
lead
extensive
for me.
Background. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she's good at her job, and so under the circumstances, you know, she's worked for Kamala Harris. I don't really care about any of that stuff. I care, and I don't have a choice in this because this is an appointed position, but
you mean Joe didn't call you and say, "Hey, Dougie, what do you think?"
Yeah, no, but it's appalling that the headline, the first thing out of anybody's mouth when you look at the story, if you Google it, is not about her background, not about her good work, but the fact that she's gay and she's black. And
well, but
to
think
me,
about
I
this
find
too.
That appalling.
But right. Think about this. Once upon a time, somebody who could have been the most qualified person for a position would not get that position either because they were a woman or because
exactly.
they were a person of color or because of their sexuality.
That's wrong. That's exactly. wrong, too.
Absolutely. And that's – but because this is the first, that's also a testament of how far we have come. Still not far enough in certain standards, but we've come far enough that there is a person that is first, and that is a big deal.
But it's not the only.
Yeah, because it's not a big deal to Doug, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of people.
Look, first are always going to be first,
especially
right?
gay people and black women. Sure, yeah.
First are always going to be first, and so you just have to understand that that's how it's going to be. What I hope for this country's sake is that there is going to be a change in the press department because they're not changing the communications chair. And I think that's even more important than what Jen's
doing. How does that work,
doing.
Jennifer? What are you talking about?
I think that there is a bad strategy. And I'm not saying this because I don't agree with Biden politically. I'm saying this as someone who is a public relations major who looks at like messaging for these candidates, and constantly, time and time again, Biden will come out and say something, the administration pulls it back. Or, you know, very famously, Jen Psaki was known as a circle back girl because she would never give those answers. Now, she got criticized for that and she made some changes, but there still felt like there was this bit of transparency. I think that Karine Jean-Pierre, I've seen her. She's only done a few press briefings, I think, when Jen Psaki had COVID, but she's filled in for her. I think she has the capability of really kind of taking
I think she's better than
Psaki
from what I've
well,
seen
I think
of her,
that
frankly.
She's been more reserved.
How
when
have you
she's
seen her, though, Doug? You just said you didn't know anything about her.
I didn't know that she was – I knew she was black. I didn't know she was gay. That was my point. But
well, I mean,
I've
watched her get better than Psaki. That's what I was asking.
Well, I think she comes across already – she seems to come across. I think Psaki was a very negative influence on how the news was covered. Yeah, that's the way I looked at it.
Well, I mean, just in watching her, I watched her fill in for Psaki, and I thought she was always a little more reserved, and that was because she was filling in for someone. But now that this is going to be her role, there's a real opportunity to make some changes and to get your messaging better, sharper, more
mm-hmm.
consistent. And hopefully, yeah. and I think that's good for the whole country, because regardless of whether or not you agree with what's coming out of the administration, you want one solid message. And
right.
so hopefully this will be an
really
opportunity for kind of a new start in that direction.
Yeah. What is really going on is what people need to know and deserve to know. That's one of the questions. And, you know, there are a lot of great questions. I'd love to be in one of those things one day and ask questions. That'd be fun for all of us. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. Trending items now this week. Questions that we've asked you and your responses on social media to some of the big issues of the week. Mother's Day. What are people saying about Mother's Day? Because this is Mother's Day weekend. I think that's an apt conversation to have, certainly acknowledging our moms, don't you think? Jay, what are people saying?
Yeah, it was really sweet seeing a lot of the tributes to mamas. Nicole Oswell says, my mom was the most wonderful mom anyone could wish for. Kind, understanding. She took care of seven of us like a champion.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, we lost her a few years ago and miss her every day and hope she's having a good time in heaven and ends it with love you, mom.
That
was really sweet.
Yeah. What else have you got there that's cute?
Yeah, Luella Bennett says, my mother made something out of practically nothing for 10 kids. The last three were triplet boys. Mom taught us respect, hard work by example, fed us with the proverbial loaves and fishes sometimes. Times were hard growing up after my father lost his job in the coal mines when I was eight, the number six child.
Sounds like a song, doesn't it?
In
the coal mines?
Mom was the glue that kept everyone together. Mm-hmm. And then Jan Rose says, she taught me to read when I was three. The first book I read was Heidi. I was five when I read it a few years ago. My husband got it for me on Mother's Day as a Mother's Day gift on the 50th anniversary of her mom passing. That is beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, Roe v. Wade, you've had a number of comments. People certainly want to be heard and seen on this issue. So what do you have there?
It's definitely a passionate conversation. People are for it. People are against it. People say it doesn't matter if you're for or against it. It should be a state issue. Deb Keller says it's completely horrific. Who gets to make determinations on others? There is no free health care, child care, or maternity pay to say that all of this is about a baby. Donna Alou says, since the Supreme Court decision, technology has advanced considerably. Viability has increased at a much younger gestation. Plus, we have ultrasounds very clearly showing a developing baby. No babies of viable gestational age should be permitted to be aborted.
Yeah.
We also gave the option, because some people would prefer to remain anonymous, so we did give the option that you could just send us a direct message.
Yeah.
So this was one of the anonymous DMs. People make all the excuses in the world, but it doesn't matter because what it is ending a life. There's life and someone makes an excuse to end that child's life. Kids are amazing gifts from God, and even in the womb, they are still growing children. Sean Watson adds, it's long overdue. This country will never heal as long as mothers have the right to murder children. Mike,
isn't going to heal the other way either. Unfortunately, there seems to be no middle ground. Go ahead.
I would love
me.
A definition of mother on that one too from that guy.
Mike Zadra says this should be another do whatever you want issue. It's no one's expletive deleted business but your own in a free country.
So, the sense that you get here from people. Is the same sense that this thing has been going on up and down and sideways. I've been doing this since 1974 on the air, and there is not one bit of any of this that's changed, one iota. It hasn't changed. So anyway. All right, what else? We got one more quickie? Yeah, no.
Yeah, Tim Lowe says it should be a state-level issue. If you want it in your state, then vote on it. If you don't want it, vote on it. The federal government should not be dictating this to all states. This is what living in a republic is all about.
That's an interesting point of view, isn't it? You take a lot of the state tribes. That's what Jennifer was pointing out earlier as well. So, yep, a lot of food for thought. Always have lots of interest in your input. Social media, Twitter, Instagram at DJV Show, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 past the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
First Lady Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to meet Ukrainian refugees by visiting NATO countries Romania and Slovakia.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them. So I hope you have a good flight.
Ms. Biden on the tarmac leaving the United States this morning. She will spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families in a small Slovakian village on the border with Ukraine. Ukrainian fighters in the tunnels underneath Mariupol's destroyed steel plant held out against Russian troops Thursday in an increasingly desperate effort to block Russian soldiers from its biggest win of the war. Russia estimates some 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are still fighting at Mariupol's sprawling steel plant, the last pocket of resistance in a city largely reduced to rubble. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Late in 1861, a well-armed French fleet of 8,000 soldiers attacked Veracruz, landing a large French force and driving Mexican President Juarez and his government into retreat. Moving on from Veracruz towards Mexico City, the French army encountered heavy resistance from 4,000 Mexicans. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. As President Biden promised to unite the country during his campaign speeches, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax.
I'm not sure you've had somebody in that office describe half of the country essentially as the most radical and politically extreme organization in the history of the world. He's been the most divisive president we've had in maybe in the history of the country, certainly in recent memory. I can't believe that he's outdone Barack Obama in that regard, but he might have done it. And it's part and parcel for the left right now, which is to sow division. And they're trying to do it at every level. But the good news is this is a party that President Trump has transformed, a party that's proud of its country, unapologetic about it, who believes that our best days are ahead of us and that people can speak their mind freely, which is, again, why you see the Ministry of Truth now popping up trying to suppress conservative speech everywhere. So, again, I think the Republican Party stands to have historic gains this November. I think there's a reckoning coming. Americans want their country back, and that's what this election cycle is going to be all about.
My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The gorgeous ladies of the DJV program are here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner. I'm actually kind of gorgeous myself, depending on the day. Doug Steffen is the name. This is the DJV program overview of what's happened this week in the News Talk Radio world, stories that we've talked about from the official charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th. From Talkers Magazine, find the lists at talkers.com or djvshow.com. We are at, I was looking around, I just was going back through a couple of the older topic lists, the story lists from Talkers over the past month or two, trying to find one story that was nice. And,
Good luck, because nobody likes to talk about nerds.
I know.
We're all a bunch of masochists. We're like, did you see that train crash overnight? Oh.
That was really the reason that I was happy that Jay asked a question about Mother's Day, and we threw that into our conversation.
Just give us something.
We need the fluffy stuff.
Good Lord. Anyway.
I mean, even the celebrity stuff has been terrible. Will Smith, horrible. Johnny Depp,
Dave Chappelle.
The celebrity stuff has not been fun. Right.
Right. No, it hasn't. All right. Well, let's go back to things that aren't fun. Number four on the people list, Madison Cawthorn. I don't get this, but then I don't get a lot of stuff that comes out of this pipeline.
I would love to know what this guy's deal is. Yeah, I wish I could help you, but
that's the best thing you've said for a long time. I wish I could help you.
Well, when I saw, the whole thing about orgies and stuff, when it comes to Washington, D.C., I tuned out.
Surprise, yeah.
And I know that a lot of Republicans are, upset with him, and there were pictures of him, dressed in drag, and then he said that he was dressed in drag because he was playing a game on a cruise ship. I mean, I just don't know.
But beyond that stuff, which he's admitted that he kind of, with the whole drugs and all, I don't know, he's kind of a mess.
Fudging a little.
Yeah, right. But, how do you, why is he, this is the third time he got busted with a loaded weapon at an airport? Doesn't he know better at this point? I don't know. I don't get what this guy's issue is, but I think he's got a lot of psychological problems.
There you go. Okay. The economy is number four this week. Mortgage rates are escalating quickly, reaching their highest point since the recession. That was in, 2010? This is not great news. Didn't do the stock market any. Well, the stock market was up and down. It was pretty good at the end of the week,
Jones
and it went
was,
down. Boom.
It plunged more than 1,000 points on Thursday, which...
Yeah, it had the best day in 3 years on Wednesday, and then the worst
and then
down.
Day.
Yeah.
And then I guess as we do this show, which airs throughout the weekend, we're awaiting a jobs report, and the jobs report is not expected to be all that great. What I think it just shows you is we're in an unpredictable time. And so, there are a lot of people who say... I think what was the last number? 35% of economists think we're headed towards a recession. Other people don't. Nobody wants to wish a recession on anybody. So it's
you got
to
get out of this war, though, and
$7
diesel fuel and $5
gas. We have to stop
the
ridiculous conversation about even more spending. Look, the government's already spending a drunken soldier drinks.
Well, it's not so much that, Jennifer, as the waste. I mean, with the report that came out this week about where the money went. For the PPP program, the billions of dollars that you might as well flush down the toilet because it didn't benefit anybody, really.
There are a lot of people that took advantage of it.
Stories.
I feel like we kind of all knew that to some extent, though. I remember us talking about it here and how fast these loans were being rolled out.
And they had to be because people were being put out of business. It's there was no other option but to get the money out. And now people are getting investigated for it. But I think the conversation that's been going on about free college and refunding people's college tuition money to the tune of, $35 billion or something like that.
Well, now.
Can't do it right now.
There's a focus on doing it for people who need to have that relief.
I mean,
versus
it should
just
be
for
need-based.
Everybody. Yeah, if you're going to do it. Yeah. I don't agree. Well, I agree with to a point. The average mortgage rate now is 5.27%. 2-3 months ago, it was 2 points less than that. It was right around 3%. That'll slow down the housing. It may slow down. The housing market is so crazy now, and there's so much...
The problem is that it screws renters even more. I'm a renter, and our rent went up 9%, which is just, insane.
It's going to go up. That stuff's going to go up. Yep.
And it's going to keep going up.
Prices are
going
to go up.
Yeah, so then you can't get a mortgage. So it's just, people are stuck, and that's what's literally squeezing the middle class into non-existence. That's what will happen.
Elizabeth Warren is to the rescue. She's going to tax all those big, bad corporations.
Well, the 19 of them.
Tax.
Yeah, remember we talked about the 19 American companies that pay negative amounts of taxes?
For me, being a resident of Massachusetts, she's one of the senators from Massachusetts. It's everything she says is scratching the blackboard with fingernails.
It's not honest to have a conversation about taxing, a handful of billionaires. And she goes after them all the time, and we hear the public debate between her and Elon Musk. The idea is, if you don't have a lot of money in your own household budget, you don't go out
and spend more. And so until this government is ready to dump all of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is happening within it, until it stops getting bigger by the second, we're going to never get rid of this problem. We pumped so much cash into the market, and some of it was needed because of COVID.
Yeah.
We've got to take a step back, and we have to run the country more like we run our own household or our own businesses.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Where you can't overspend. And so it's great for these blowhards to go out there and say, we need to do this and that.
And she's such a phony. Because she has been, and nobody knows how this has happened. She was a college professor, wasn't she before?
She was my friend's Harvard law professor.
Yeah, she's a law professor, right. So she got, an average. She was paid about the same doing that as she is as a senator. But somehow or other, her net worth has gone up to about four times what it was before she was a senator. I always ask those questions because I think...
Well, they all do that. They all have speaking engagements and books and all kinds of stuff and donations made, and they all do that.
Mitch McConnell says no
look at his wealth.
To student loan socialism. Let's get those guys.
Okay, so I was at Mar-a-Lago this week, and President Trump spoke to us for a half an hour-ish and watched this movie 2,000 Mules with us. There was only one person that he really spoke negatively about, and he talked about Joe Biden and the country. Yes, but the person that he actually railed against was Mitchie Baby. Even Mike Pence. He's like, Mike Pence was a good vice president to me. He was like actually very like low-key across the board, but when it came to Mitch McConnell, whoo, doggy.
So I see Mike Pence and both Mike Pence and Kamala Harris were out on the road this week talking about Roe v. Wade in part, and the two of them couldn't have addressed, guess you could predict it, but Pence really, for his personality, took a real shot at Kamala Harris. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, I got a lot of other ground to cover here. Number five is the war. Now we find out as the week comes to an end that the U.S. helped to sink that Russian ship. Apparently there was intelligence provided to the Ukrainians.
Is
this going to make the Russians angry?
Well, it is, and that's why the EU came out. The president of the EU said, look, this is dangerous to be out here advertising that American intelligence helped sink that Russian warship.
Where'd that information come from?
It's been reported. It's in the Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC News.
But where'd
News,
they get
everywhere.
The information? Where'd they get it?
Anonymous U.S. officials have apparently leaked this.
So
and the problem, though, is that...
good Americans.
Well, I don't know, but a lot of Americans are happy to hear that we're the reason that Ukraine is having these injuries. The problem, though, is that the Pentagon is now saying, well, wait a second, we're not going to confirm or deny, because Putin is going to take this as a direct threat and direct action from the United States.
I think that Biden should come out and say, yeah, we sank that ship, and you know what? We're going to sink another one if you don't get the heck out of there and stop the genocide. We're going to sink one every day until you stop the genocide.
That's what everyone's backing up against the corner. Everyone's got their back up against the wall now with the threat of nuclear war.
Yep.
Yeah, who wants a nuclear war? Nobody wants that.
Of course not. Nobody wins. So former President Bush, George W. Bush, was with the Ukrainian president apparently this week. He said, among
Zoom,
other things.
But yeah.
Yeah, right. He's the Winston Churchill of our time. I don't know if that's true, but
it's a bit
under
soon
the circumstances.
To
yeah, right,
just
exactly.
Say that, but,
he said, quote, President Zelensky assured me they will not waver in their fight against Putin's barbarism and thuggery. Okay. I mean, it's a typical George Bush. Nice that he had the call, but what comes out of it is nothing.
Not to show support.
Yeah, right. Bill Richardson, who was former U.N. ambassador, he was a senator, congressman, he was governor of New Mexico. He's working on trying to get Brittany Griner, that's how we pronounce her.
Griner,
I always ask you that, from the Russian prison.
They're classifying her as a political prisoner now.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Right. And so what's he trying to do? Is he... He's working back channels?
Well, he helped negotiate the Trevor Reed's release. And so now that the government has, like Jen said, has officially said that this was wrongful detention, it kind of gives him a little more leeway to go in and, I guess, try to negotiate some terms to get her released.
Yep. Okay, number six this week on the countdown is COVID. Interesting. This is the lowest this has been since, what, March of 2020, right? And the story this week, as we end the week, is that the feds are after Johnson & Johnson. There's something that's not new. In this case, they're after them because of the vaccine and what it may lead to, i.e. blood clots. This is something that is not a problem. I know that there have been clots. Has there been any other problem with either Pfizer or Moderna when it comes to this?
No,
J&J the only?
No, the J&J warning from the FDA now is that unless you absolutely cannot, for whatever medical reason,
find
if you
can't
get the other two, yeah, then Johnson & Johnson is a last resort. But they're concerned about the blood clotting, and there's a bleeding syndrome called TTS.
Yeah.
So, but it happens, though, within 1 to 2 weeks of you getting the vaccine. So if you have Johnson & Johnson and you're fine, don't sweat this news because you're fine.
Yep. You're
like, if you've gotten
fine
it more than 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm, Dr. Keelan says you're fine.
Number seven on both lists, Elon Musk. What can be said for him? He's a very interesting American character. There's so many different threads to this story, including his relationship with Amber Heard.
Is he
Elon
an American
Musk
citizen?
He was born in Canada. I don't know.
South Africa, I thought. Oh,
no,
that's
right. He was born in South Africa. He lived in Canada, then he moved to the United States. And he's only, 49? How old is this guy?
He's 50,
I guess, right?
50-something, yeah. He'll be 51 next month.
I think the reason he's getting put on the list not only is because of, obviously, the Twitter purchase, and
right,
I guess the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is looking over the deal with Twitter, and they want to do an antitrust review. So the government now stepping in to try to, I don't know if they're going to make it harder for him to get into to Twitter, a set of hurdles, or what this is all about.
He hasn't made a lot of friends because he's a big, powerful guy who says basically up yours to the government, and they don't like that. Number eight, I don't know. Crime and violence is over and over. It's the same story every week, more and more. What are we doing to ourselves is the question.
One thing I would say, I've seen so many stories just in the local news here in New Jersey of cars being stolen, like, out of parking lots.
Yeah.
And in every case, either someone left their keys in the car or they left the car running. Like, don't do that. People are stealing cars. Don't leave your car running. It's pretty
simple.
Well,
the other thing that's ancillary to that, one of the biggest theft rings in the world is going around. Now they're starting with car dealerships and stealing the catalytic converters.
Oh, yeah,
they
well,
steal
that's
them out of people's front yards. All
oh,
the
yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Parking lots, problem. Garages, you name it, they're there. It's a huge problem. All right, that's it. Our comments on the charts this week from Talkers. Doug Steffen with the ladies from the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
News time on the DJV program. Nick Miles from RROExpert.com is here to go through the pros and cons of buying a new car and paying $5,000 over sticker price. And maybe that's the least of it. Have you seen, the worst, what's the biggest gouge you've heard of or seen in terms of dealers and what they're up to?
Well, so we could talk about whether it's gouging or not. There's two ideas behind this, right? So this is what happens because the dealers fight back a little bit, and I understand why, because they buy this inventory and they buy like a Mustang Mach-E or something, and they put it on the lot and they sell it for MSRP of $60,000, and then somebody buys it, and then they're selling it in a week's time for $90,000, and they're walking away with, you know, an extra 30. And the dealer goes, well, wait a second. I was the guy that had to wait, you know, a year in line to order that, and I was the one that prepped it and did, you know, a whole bunch of advertising and did all the insurance and all that sort of thing to get it on the lot and this sort of thing. And this guy's just walked away with 30 grand in his pocket because he happened to be the first one to walk on the lot and buy it. So, you know, there's two ways to look at it. But the worst gouging I've ever seen done is a brand new Mercedes on a lot of a dealership, which was listed, I think, about $135,000, and the markup was $135,000.
And somebody paid it?
Hell yeah. Absolutely. No. I mean, if you, if you want it, you want it. That was in that, you know, that was in Colorado.
Okay. And they'll never get their money back because the reality is that the values will go down as soon as there are enough cars to go around again, which if you look at the chip shortage, it may not be for another year or so. So this kind of nonsense can be going on for another year or more. I was talking to a dealer yesterday asking him where he's getting cars. He says, I'm not finding cars anymore like we were. Other dealers I know, they're finding plenty of them. They're paying for them, but then you're paying for them when you want to buy them because older cars are getting to the point of not being fixable, so people will buy anything and pay anything for it if they need a new car, right? Is that how this is going? No.
Absolutely, and I think somewhat that this is a frenzy that's been created too. Like, I think that people are just getting overexcited about it, and we've created a frenzy that isn't really as bad as it sounds. There is a shortage, yes, but we're making it far worse by talking about a shortage that is there. Mm-hmm. Because in Europe, they do this all the time. This is how they exist. They say, hey, we want a car. We plan out for buying a car in, you know, a couple months, and we go buy it, you know, we order it or whatever, and it gets ordered and it gets built and it gets sent to us, and we go and pick it up. But we don't seem to be able to do that here in America. We need to be able to walk into the hamburger joint and we need it sitting there on the shelf. Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah, we can't do that in America. We have to have it done like that. We can't order it.
I want it now, and I want it now. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Why has Ferrari blacklisted the Biebs?
You know, he of course is a challenger. He likes to do things his own way, nobody else's way. But he's very opposite if you think about it from a regular Canadian, because regular Canadians like to just fall in line with everything and do what they're told. Well, he doesn't. And he resprayed his car a neon blue color,
woohoo!
Which was just the beginning of it, really. But that's apparently against Ferrari's policy. And Ferrari are very strict about what you can do with their cars and how you do it. And one of the reasons for that is Ferrari do a lot of guaranteeing of their vehicles. And if anything happens with their vehicles, you're able to send it back to Modena in Italy and able to send it back and have them replace any part with an original Ferrari part, even the pins that hold certain things in. And so he obviously has now defiled this Ferrari, and they're no longer able to support, you know, he's ruined the product, and so they're no...
Well, he's ruined the paint job, he's ruined the car.
Yeah, but they see it as he's ruined the original.
Of course.
So they can't support it, and so unfortunately they feel like, you know, they're not able to support him. Whether you really believe this or not, I mean, it's a bit of hocus pocus, right, as far as Justin is concerned. But ultimately... Yeah, you know something else? They probably have a bunch of Ferrari, you know, Justin Bieber fans who have money, which may be none of them, who are running out and buying Ferraris and spraying them blue.
I don't know. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I think I'll do that with my Ferrari. Are you going to do that with your Ferrari?
Yeah, I've done it already. I took a spray can off the shelf in the garage, and I just went, shh, and then I put it back on the shelf with the other Ferraris.
I painted mine the same color as my tractors. It's fabulous. All right,
absolutely.
Nick Mock, our autoexpert.com. Check him out at that website, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.